Let's do this thing. Little Sunday night March Madness bracket mania presented by Bet Online. I am Gable Morenci. Let's roll. It's been a while since we've thrown it down on a Sunday night freestyle like this, but we got a lot of stuff going on. The plan is to talk about the bracket, set you up some March Madness. We've got numbers posted at Bet Online right now. They've got a kick-ass contest, $200,000 right now. Guaranteed so far, 50K to the winner. We've got some free entries to give you guys tonight as well. But, oh, yeah, there's a little baseball game going on this evening. And a little baseball game. We've been spoiled as sports fans over the last month or so, like this year. And, in fact, the last couple of months, actually. The World Series was epic, right? The World Series was epic. We got March Madness going on. The Four Nations was super cool last year. The Olympics, USA versus Canada hockey. This is what that reminds me of, right? It's just like all-star showdown, as big as it gets. And I don't think a lot of people are surprised that it's, you know, the United States are still standing and the Dominican Republic are still standing. I think some people are surprised they're playing right now in the semifinals. So, of course, Paul Skeens on the hill here this evening. Skeens can go, he said, 70 to 75 pitches. That's what DeRosa said, their manager. So they can go 70 to 75 pitches. That could be like five innings or so, depending on the pitch count and depending on, you know, whether they get to him or not. But just because he could go 70 or 75 doesn't mean that he will. Look, Yamamoto's a workhorse, and he came out like right at 67 or whatever. He didn't get into the 70s, and he could have. The limit was allowed for him to. So we're off and running here this Sunday night. So bet online. I'll share my picks with you. We're on the Dominican Republic. I thought Japan or the Dominican Republic were going to win this tournament before it started. Unfortunately, Japan, they got a tough matchup with the Venezuelans and a Venezuelan team that I slept on a little bit. I got to be honest with you. I knew they were good, but they're good. Like, they could win it all. And, you know, the numbers that were up on the board were pretty favorable for them. But as far as tonight's game, BetOnline have a pretty good number right now. Like, listen, when this number was posted on, what was it, on Friday night, it was a late night hours. We immediately said, hey, listen, this thing isn't going to last. Like, in the minus 160s. It was ridiculous that the U.S. were such such big favorites, right? So the number has plummeted as expected, even with Skeens on the hill. So as it is right now, BetOnline has the United States minus 125, the Dominican Republic plus 104, total 9.5, minus 124 to the under, plus 104 to the over. Now, this is a Dominican team that has scored seven runs or more in every game that they played so far in the WBC. You know, they're a load to deal with. And, you know, like Albert Pujols said, yeah, Paul Skeens is great, but so is our offense. It's power versus power. Let's see who wins. This is the biggest game that Skeens has pitched in since, like, in his professional career, right? You pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, he's never pitched in a big game for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, what's the biggest game that he's pitched in for the Pirates? Like, well, when the Dodgers came to town or something in July or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's never pitched in a big game since he's been at LSU, and this is as big as it gets. So I can't wait to see how this plays out. Like I said, we're super stoked for this baseball game. Great Sunday night, and we've got March Madness. We've got point spreads. The bracket has been set as I load up the numbers right now. So we'll get you here's the outright numbers at BetOnline. The current updated numbers, futures to win it all, to win the championship. The Duke Blue Devils, plus 340. The Michigan Wolverines, plus 350. The Arizona Wildcats, plus 400. The defending champion Florida Gators, plus 750. Houston Cougars, 10-1. Iowa State, 14-1. Illinois, 18-1. UConn, 25-1. The Purdue Boilermakers, who just won the Big Ten Conference tournament today over my Michigan Wolverines, 25-1. Put that in context, right? That, like, Michigan and Purdue are pretty much even, as we saw. You know, you could argue, all right, overall, if they play 10 times, Michigan probably wins six times, you know what I mean? Maybe seven, but I'd say six. And you got Michigan at plus 350. You got Purdue at 25, right? The thing with Purdue is they just always fall short. And I don't know if this is the team to do it this year, but they are a dangerous team. Michigan State, the last team from the Big Ten to win a championship. The last time the Big Ten won, like, Mo Pete was on the freaking team, man. Mo Pete's been retired, like, in the NBA forever. Like, they, you know, all the talk about, like, you know what I mean, this team doesn't win or that conference, you know, struggles and all this and that. The Big Ten has not won a championship in nearly 25 years, which is pretty wild to think about because it is a legitimate, like, powerhouse conference. Yet I will say in past years, I think it's been overrated. it's been overhyped, right? It hasn't been offensive. They beat each other up and stuff, but it's been overrated in past years. This year, it's not. And in fact, if you like ask me, all right, what conference has the best chance of winning the championship, I've got to go with the Big Ten. I think Michigan are legitimate national championship contenders. They were a little bit worn out today. The injury to Kaysan, like, was real. That kind of flew under the radar. Nobody's going to, like, bust out any little violins for the Michigan Wolverines, right? But the Michigan offense has not been smooth. It just hasn't been as smooth as it was earlier this year. Michigan are not a great three-point shooting team. They're a great defensive team, but when they fall behind, they fell behind today, and you saw they had a hard time sort of just manufacturing quick points, but they'll be all right. I think the conference tournaments are stupid anyways, right? The problem with Michigan is you ended up playing all the games. So if you're going to end up playing in the damn final, you might as well win it, right? I don't mind getting bounced earlier because you get rest. Like, nobody remembers this crap. Who cares, right? Oh, the conference tournament, good for you. It's on to the real games now. But looking at, like, the odds here for as far as the Big Ten teams are concerned, I think Illinois, and I know Brad Underwood scares people in big games, but Illinois are scary good. I think Illinois can beat anybody. I think Purdue, pretty nice number. And it's funny, we were just talking at 25-1. Purdue has already moved to 22 right now. So we're looking at the live fluid market at Bet Online. That takes some pretty big bets, actually, on futures and stuff. UConn, 25-1. I like this UConn team, but I don't think they're championship like UConn team. And then there's a big drop off. UConn 25-1. Then it falls all the way to Michigan State at 45-1. Gonzaga 45-1. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, and I was just watching the Gonzaga coverage, and they are pleased with the matchups that they got. It looks like it's going to be Gonzaga, BYU, which, you know what? It's this year. I'm old enough to remember, guys, when if you were a good team, you weren't playing like another good team until maybe the Elite Eight. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, the Sweet 16, but we're still 10-point favorites, right? Not anymore, man. Like, the college basketball landscape is a lot different than it used to be. And everybody, pretty much no matter who you are, you're getting a tough game with your second game. Like, the Michigan Wolverines are probably going to get the Georgia Bulldogs in their second game. Georgia are good. I thought Georgia were a little overrated this year, but I was wrong. I lost a couple of times betting against Georgia. The WBC epic game of the century has begun. For the record, the Dominicans are the home team, the technical home team. They're the higher seed. So the Dominicans are wearing white, but it should be noted. So the Dominicans will bat last. They got last at bat. Bobby Witt Jr. leading the game off right now. So we'll obviously keep our eye on this for you. Man, this WBC's been good. I've been all in on the WBC. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm big with, like, international events. Like, I love all, like, this stuff. Like, I eat it up. Like, you know, I like the FIBA World Cup of basketball qualifiers and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I like international play. I always have. You know, I'm down with the international play. And we were at the first WBC. And it was in Toronto, actually. And I was at the last one in Phoenix. So I've been like a big supporter of the WBC. Couldn't make it out to these ones. I've been to Houston before, whatever. And, you know, Florida is pretty far from where I'm at. If it was on the West Coast, Severino strikes out Witt to start the baseball game. And they're fired. They're fired up. Man, Miami. So one thing you'd say, wow, it's kind of like a home game. It's kind of a disadvantage for these teams. I was thinking about that with Japan. It's like, you're Japan, you're playing, and you've got like 50,000 Venezuelans banging drums and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, it's like, all right, let's go play in a Tokyo Dome and see if it's the same result, right? But you got to deal with it, and you figure, wow, it's in the USA, but the Dominicans are going to be louder than the American fans are. Bryce Harper, 3-for-20. 3-for-20 in the WBC, but people didn't really, you know, like, hardcores have paid attention to the WBC. And the last one, people kind of remembered, it was Trout and Ohtani at the end of it. But, you know, this is by far, like, the most interest. And I think people are starting to catch on just how actual, like, cool and intense it actually is. And speaking of getting spoiled, think about this, guys, from a sports bettor's perspective. All right, like, we've been pretty lucky, like, with the international stuff. Like, we had the Winter Olympics or something for everybody, right? You got March Madness coming up right now. The playoffs are around the corner, a couple of weeks left in the regular season of the pro leagues, well, month, whatever, 3.5, you know what I'm saying. The Oklahoma City Thunder have like 14 games left. You know, it's like 12, 13, 14 games left. We're into the home stretch. But the playoffs around the corner, and then boom, you got the World Cup of Soccer. All right, the World Cup of Soccer is going to carry us through the summer into like basically the NFL preseason. And then NFL football is back. And Severino is dealing. Two batters, two strikeouts. Which strikes out? Bryce Harper strikes out. For the record, I did bet Severino over 4.5 strikeouts. And I bet Skeens over 5.5. This is a semifinal game. So these pitchers will get into, like, you know what I mean, into the fifth inning and stuff if they can. It's unfortunate that it's just not fully unleashed, but that's where we're going with this. Aaron Judge is up now. I really, you know, the first runs of this game are critical. And I think the first runs of the game are more important to the U.S. The U.S. are an uptight team. You can see it. Like, they've been uptight. It's very similar to Team Canada hockey. You're the favorite. You have all these all-stars. Like, everybody expects you to win. And if you don't, you're a bunch of losers. And I don't know. The U.S. guys just don't seem to have fun either. Like, Aaron Judge is their leader. Aaron Judge is a great player. But the guy's got the personality, like, you know, seriously, of a plastic, like, baseball bat. Like, so he's not going to inspire, like, he leads by example, but, like, they don't seem to have, like, any sort of, like, fire, like, stud in there. They're like, you know what I mean? Like, when they hit home runs, how happy do they look? Right? There's no celebration, you know, there's no big celebration. They're just an uptight team. So, to me, like, the Dominican Republic could fall behind 2-0 or something and probably not panic as much and go, oh, God, we're losing. I think the U.S. team, they fall behind, and that Dominican crowd starts banging the drums and stuff, and the Dominicans crack a shot off of Skeens, and the U.S. are really going to tighten up. So I think it's more important for the USA to score first than the Dominicans to score first. I like the Dominicans in this game, but I had my, you know, the one thing, and Skeens is a stud. We all know Skeens is a stud, but the one thing for me was like, all right, is Severino going to, like, is he going to be locked in? Is he going to be locked in? So far, he is. Judge is working him right now. Former teammate, so he Judge would know his stuff. Severino's an athletic now, actually. We got a lot of catching up to do with baseball, I got to tell you. Like, we're in baseball mode, but I got, yeah, anyone that's been following me knows, man, I've been all over the WBC. And Aaron Judge singles to left field. All right, so we're going over the numbers here at Bet Online as far as the futures are concerned. Duke plus 350, Michigan just moved a little bit, plus 360, so it's a fluid market. Arizona 4-1. Arizona are a damn good team. I mean, Arizona are going to be, they're going to be right there in the Final Four, like we predicted earlier this year. Florida are plus 750, Houston are 10-1, Iowa State 14, Illinois 18. Purdue was 25, down to 22. UConn are still 25. And then there's that big drop-off. So now we're getting into value lane, so to speak. And I was talking about Severino and whether he was going to be locked in or not. He was for the first two batters. Aaron Judge smoked a line drive single to left field, and he just hit Kyle Schwarber. Pitch got away from him, hit him in like the knee, like around the knee area. Where did it hit him here? Right above the kneecap. He's all right. It wasn't that bad. Like, I wouldn't want to get hit there by Severino's pitch, but he's not injured, at least. You know what I'm saying? He'll be fine. So the U.S. Are dealing. They're in business right now. They got runners on first and second. There's two out, and Gunnar Henderson is up. And I tell you what, Gunnar Henderson actually is the most successful guy on the team against Severino. Henderson's numbers were big. Like, I think he's like 6-for-9. Like I said, he has pretty good numbers. He's 5-for-10 as well in the WBC. He's been in and out of the lineup. DeRosa made some moves today. Actually benched Cal Raleigh. They put Will Smith in for Rally, which as a Dodger fan, Will Smith calls a real good game, and Will Smith is a big game type of guy. Rally's been struggling, but it's just still somewhat of a surprise, and it'll be talked about if they don't win, right? It's win or lose type of deal. So like I said, Severino was mowing him down, man. Two strikeouts to start the game, boom, boom, boom. Pitch count was low. Suddenly his pitch count is up to 21. He's got a 2-1 count. Danger of loading the bases here. And as fun as the Dominican team has, you can sort of see they have a more of a – they look already a little stressed. All right, they get the ground ball. They get out of the inning. I got to tell you, man, they fielded that too softly and threw it too softly. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like when you see a quarterback, he lobs the ball. It's like, dude, if you just would have thrown it normally, you would have caught it, but you threw it too soft. And it's like he bobbled it. Like, it was too easy. I didn't like that. Like, the Dominican sort of, like, lobbed the ball. It was like, bro, a little bit more zip on that, all right? So they get out of the inning. Man, it's going to be a tense baseball game tonight. All right, so now we get into, like, the real numbers here. So, yeah, Gonzaga are playing a couple of games in Portland. You got Arkansas. You know what my problem with Arkansas is? And it sucks because I like this Arkansas team, and I'm an idiot for not betting on them today. I'm just a moron for taking Vanderbilt. But Arkansas are dangerous. I don't think they don't play good enough defense to beat, like, to win it all, though. I think Arkansas could go on a little run and stuff, but their problem is, and it sucks, because I like this Wisconsin team, but they would play each other. Like, it's just evil. Like, literally, I have a list of sort of, like, sleepers and, you know, sleepers, whatever, dude. Like, they just won the SEC tournament. But, you know, like, Arkansas, what, a 4 seed? You know what I mean? Pretty nice number at 45-1. Like, Arkansas can play with anybody. They're always going to have arguably the best player on the court, or at least, like, right there in this Acuff kid, who's the real deal, if you haven't seen him. He's from Detroit, but the kid's a monster. So you got four, but like I said, we'll go over the path a little bit in the bracket. I'm just going over the numbers here right now. Michigan State, the last Big Ten team to win, they were 45-1. It just fell to 50-1. St. John's, this St. John's team, since they were embarrassed and they missed 23 shots in a row that night a couple of weeks ago, and it's going to happen, right? Whatever. They had a bad night, but they literally missed, like, was it 24? Or was it 23 or 24? They missed, they literally missed like 23, 24 shots in a row. And they scored like 37 points or whatever it was. They got lit the fuck up. They got killed, right? It was one of those, like, oh boy, like, it was just one of those that could not have been any worse. And, you know, like, a lot of these coaches are jackasses. Like, Mick Cronin will freak out about everything. Pitino laughed about it. He basically said, ah, what can you do? He said, ah, you know, it is what it is. He goes, I'm sure we'll be better in the next game. And then boom, right? They went on a run, but let's give credit where credit's due to St. John's for winning the regular season. Doing the daily double is impressive. I don't care about these conference tournaments. Like, as a Michigan fan, the only thing that upset me is I had Michigan in a money line parlay. I don't care about, like, no one remembers. Michigan have won a lot of these Big Ten tournaments. Nobody cares. Right. It doesn't matter. But just for the fact of, like, winning the regular season and then winning the tournament is a nice flex. And the double dippers do well, actually, as well in the NCAA tournament. I don't think Michigan are any lock to win, actually. But, you know, like, if you have to ask me, like, one team, I am a Michigan fan, as everybody knows. I think Michigan have a legitimate chance of winning. I think Arizona are the team to beat coming into this. I think Michigan kind of peaked a little too early. I think Kaysan's injury hurts more than people realize. Like I said, Michigan's offense is just a little bit sputtered right now. It's not in sync. It's been a couple of weeks like this, but their defense is good enough to grind. Like, Michigan are almost like a better Houston right now. You know what I mean? Like, Michigan aren't, like, Michigan still can still score. No, I'm not going to, you know, don't bury them because of what happened today. They're still going to get into the mid 70s type of deal, but they don't have that high 80s, 90s in them anymore. And a lot of these other teams do, but they have the defense. But May is a great tournament coach, right? And, you know, Michigan's going to the Final Four, which is what happens then is kind of a toss up with everybody, right? But let's look. So we're looking at the numbers at Bet Online. And Gonzaga 45-1, Arkansas 45, Michigan State. Gonzaga, no. I like this Gonzaga team. It's a good defensive team, but no. Arkansas don't play defense well enough to win six games or even like four. They're going to get bounced like in the Elite Eight or something. They always play in close games too. Michigan State, no. St. John's. So we're talking about St. John's. This little wheelhouse here, nice numbers for very good teams. St. John's can play with anybody. You got Rick Pitino. You got a bunch of scrappy kids, East Coast kids. But the problem for St. John's is they're not a great offensive team. They're scrappy. They play good defense, but they, you know, ultimately, you know, it's just they don't have enough. Same thing. You know, I think a good run for St. John's would be the Elite Eight. Like, I think they're good enough to win a couple of games, but they weren't dealt any favors by being a five seed. I'll tell you that. The Kansas Jayhawks are being slept on a little bit. They have a tough path, but dude, 66-1. You have Bill Self, you have a winning coach, and you have a player. We talked about Acuff being the best player on the floor. Darren Peterson's like, you know, always going to be the best player on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to be the number one pick in the draft. Don't be fooled by when he missed some games and stuff. He'll end up being the number one pick in the draft. So the USA get out of the first inning. A couple of pop-outs and a ground ball. USA get out of the first inning. We go to the top of the second, still scoreless. Keep our eye on the in-game total here in a second. So, you know, it's too bad. Like I said, Wisconsin and Arkansas would play each other, which I really hate because I like both these teams. Wisconsin are 66-1. Kansas, nice number. Virginia are good. Virginia, like put it like Virginia is as good as Michigan are. But, you know, whatever. Michigan are better than they are overall if they play 10 times. You know what I'm saying? But, like, dude, you got Michigan at plus 350. You got Virginia at 75-1. Like, Virginia literally could come out of that group. Except I think Michigan would beat them if they, you know, if they did play. Like, Vanderbilt 75-1. Nice season, but no. Then we're into the Hail Marys here. Nebraska has never won an NCAA tournament game before. They get Troy. They should win a game, but that'll be about it. Texas Tech have too many injuries at 100-1. Louisville are good, but not that good. Tennessee. No one's putting, come on. We've seen enough. we know how it ends with Tennessee. So, no. You could argue, wow, 125-1. Alabama's 150-1. Just from a number standpoint, I'd say, you know, that's a pretty big number. They're a lot like Arkansas, whatever. Like, Alabama can score 90 points a game. Their problem is they don't stop you enough. And it's sort of like if you're a team like Michigan, like, or Virginia, if you're counting on defense to win all the time, it's kind of hard because there's going to be a game where some team's just going to get hot and suddenly you're going to have to score more than your comfort zone. And it's a similar situation for the Arkansas, the Wisconsins, the Alabamas of the world. It's like, yeah, you guys do generally score 86 points or whatever, but you're going to be playing on neutral courts and gyms you're not used to playing against better teams. And if you're off, if you're not hitting your threes and you're stuck and you're screwed because you guys can't get stops, right? That was a surprise today with Michigan. They couldn't get stops against Purdue. So Louisville, no. Tennessee, no. UCLA, no. 150. Kentucky, no. And in fact, I think Kentucky are going to lose the first game they play in. I think Kentucky are going to lose to Santa Clara. Let's get into some numbers here. Let's get into some of the games. All numbers, of course, betonline.ag. Make sure if you don't have an account to open up an account. We've got some free contest entries to give away for you guys. So you know what? I see we got quite a few people tuning in, which is pretty cool. I didn't know. This is our first show. And for the record, we're going to be doing this daily, guys. All right? We still have the TV show on Sports Grid at 6 o'clock Eastern, but 1 hour a day is not enough for a motor mouth like myself that's used to being on 8 hours a day, right? So this is sort of a little special here, but we're going to be on. We're going to be on 6 days a week daily. We're going to, you know, a little different times at times, maybe an in-game here, you know, like the NCAA tournament. But generally, I was thinking about 2 Eastern, a little live afternoon show at 2 Eastern. And we're going to bring back Sports Rage Late Night shortly as well. You know, we're just sort of readjusting to everything right now. Well, USA. USA on base, the leadoff single. So we're into this game's moving along pretty quickly. There's my boy Will Smith, as I talked about. Will Smith. Will Smith is a big, big game player, this guy, right? I mean, dude, the guy's a three-time World Series champion. He's a catcher, so he's got a high IQ. He's smart. He calls a good game. He really works. He's got a good eye at the plate. He works batter. He can work the pitch count up during his at bat. He's just an awesome ball player. Like, it's just, it was surprising. You know, Cal Raleigh brings all that power. The thing is, Cal Raleigh actually had pretty good numbers against Severino. That's what surprised me a little bit. But I think they figured, you know what, Will Smith's big game experience will come in handy here. Now, here's a 21-year-old Roman Anthony up. So, top of the second inning and a runner on first base. Severino struck out the first few. Now it's been a little bit shakier since. All right, so as far as point spreads are concerned, at Miami of Ohio, I really should be a richer man than I am because, you know, I said during the regular season, I said, yeah, you know, Miami of Ohio, I think they're going to run the table in the regular season and they're going to lose in their conference tournament and then they're going to get into the NCAA tournament, but it'll be in the first four. Well, that's exactly what happened, right? It would have been, you know what, it would have been cooler if it was Auburn. Auburn couldn't justify it, though. You know they wanted to put Auburn in. They couldn't justify it. Texas were the same ones. We kind of had a feeling Texas would get squeezed into that play, and they did. Strike out Severino. That's his third. Anthony strikes out. So, yeah, Miami of Ohio, they have a somewhat of a winnable game against SMU, but the odds makers don't think so. As BetOnline has posted SMU minus 8.5. The Mustangs lay 8.5 against the Miami of Ohio team that they haven't played a quad one game. So this is just, you know, Miami of Ohio struggled. They won all their games, but they weren't blowing teams out. I am surprised that they are getting 8.5, though. All right, so point spreads. Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC. We got a double play ball. Double play ball to get out of the inning. Severino fired up. Good job by Severino. He's at 32 right now. He was at like 22 or whatever after the first inning, 21-22. So that was a pretty quick work inning for him. They get the double play. So one thing with the Dominicans, people, we talk about their bats, and their bats are lethal, but the Dominicans play good defense, man. Vlad Guerrero is very underrated at first base. You see some of these stretches and plays that he makes, man. He's a good athlete. Like, you know, he's a good baseball player. Like he's really good at first base. Machado is one of the, you know, one of the all-time greats. You know, they, like I said, they've got Soto, not one of the all-time greats, but when he cares and he's fully invested, like, you know what I mean? Like they, you know, when Julio, J-Rod, stuff like they got guys that can, they got guys with some leather. All right. So the first game up, it's like the appetizer. First game up is Howard and Maryland, Baltimore County, minus 2, 141. NC State and Texas. NC State and Texas playing. We've got a pick'em, a stone-cold pick'em. I got to tell you what, two very inconsistent teams right between NC State and Texas. That's why they both find themselves in the position that they find themselves in. So that game is a pick'em. We got a total of 159. SMU lay 8.5 to Miami of Ohio. 164.5 is the total. VCU. All right, now these are some fun games here. VCU or North Carolina. VCU are the real deal. VCU are a good basketball team, as we saw them just, you know, they rolled today against Dayton. But you know, this VCU team is good. North Carolina, I think North Carolina are better than people give them credit for. But at the same point in time, they're not healthy. So it's far from an ideal situation for them. not being a very, they're not at full strength, this team. So that's a winnable game for VCU. I was wish we were getting more than 2.5. Penn and Illinois. I like this Illinois team. I think Illinois can go far. Illinois, you're laying, though. That's a lot of points to lay. And in fact, that's too many points to lay to Penn. Penn can ball. In an Ivy League school, they're going to slow it down a bit. Like, Illinois don't have to win by 24 points, right? It's survive, win, and, you know, go on in advance. McNeese State get 11.5 with Vandy. That could be a, you know what? This is a sneaky one, actually. McNeese State can hang with Vandy. I like the double-digit points in that game. Troy and Nebraska is another one. Like, Nebraska are good, but they've never won an NCAA tournament game before. Asking him to win by 2 touchdowns is a lot. I think Troy, this could be closer as well. Like, we're starting to get into some underdog territory that we can live with here. Like I said, is it the Stone Cold Lock of the Century, Penn? No, but I think 23.5 is too many points. McNeese State getting 11.5 is attractive against Vanderbilt. 13.5 is attractive against Nebraska with Troy. High Point and Wisconsin going to be a high-scoring game, and we have a high total with High Point. 164 at Bet Online right now, and I wouldn't be surprised by tip-off if this thing's like 167, because once Johnny Public gets involved with this game, they're going to bet the over. High Point scored 90 points a game. This is a massive step up in competition for them, but Wisconsin are a little vulnerable defensively. Wisconsin have an explosive offense. So this is why the total is so high, and I'm not surprised. I don't know. Who was it? Was it Clark Kellogg today? He picked High Point on the bracket show on Selection Sunday. I think that's a little ambitious, but I do think it's going to be a fun game. I think it's going to go over the number. South Florida and Louisville. This South Florida basketball team, man, they've won 12 games in a row now. This team is rolling. All right, this is a dangerous basketball team. Louisville are weird. You don't really know what you're going to get from Louisville. I think South Florida can win this game outright. I think they're a very live dog at 5.5. Michigan State and North Dakota State, I think Michigan State will probably roll them. I'm not in love with laying 17, but I'm not taking there. St. Louis and Georgia, I think it's going to be Georgia. St. Louis had a nice year. But this is a big step up in class for them. Georgia are better than I gave them credit for. I bet against them a couple of times earlier this year. I've learned my lesson. I think Michigan and Georgia on a collision course. Michigan, I think Michigan will beat Georgia after, but Georgia beat St. Louis. They're 2.5-point favorites right now. Siena are getting 29.5 against the Duke Blue Devils. 29.5 points. Wow. I'm not ready to take Siena, but I'm not ready to lay 29.5 here either. This is another team that I like a lot here. You know what? The matchup is a pure toss-up. I think it really could go either way. But TCU. This TCU team can beat anybody. They've beaten top-tier teams. In fact, you know what? They played, speaking of Big Ten, TCU played Michigan earlier this year, and it was a 4-point game. All right? And that was when Michigan were smoking everybody. TCU can ball. They have a good coach. They have a tournament, experienced coach. This is a scrappy bath. It's going to be a really fun game, TCU versus Ohio State. But I like the slight underdog here with the Horned Frogs. They're plus 2-point dogs right now. St. Mary's and Texas A&M. This is not A&M's best team. The St. Mary's have a hard time when they step up in class. I think St. Mary's will be able to win their first game, and then they'll get bounced after. Houston are laying 23.5. St. Mary's 2.5 against Texas A&M. Houston are laying 23.5 to Idaho. Congratulations to Hawaii. As Hawaii gets into the dance for the first time in 10 years. He's done a great job up there, over there, wherever over there. They're there. They got Arkansas. It's going to be some points in this basketball game. Hawaii don't mind running. The total 160.5. I like the over of Hawaii at Arkansas. That's another one. If you agree with me, the total is going to go up because the public's going to bet the over there. Kennesaw State are getting 19.5 to Gonzaga, 157.5. Akron and Texas Tech. You know what? Akron are a dangerous team. Actually, this is a tempting one. No, I tell you what, I get the feeling it's like, yeah, we take Akron and they'll end up losing by like 8. They're getting 7.5. It's one of those, it'll, you know what I mean? I wouldn't lay the points with Texas Tech, but I sort of get the feeling it could be one of those, oh, yeah, it was a bad beat. We had Akron and Texas Tech get a couple of free throws to win by 9. So buyer beware there. Alabama lay 13.5 to Hofstra. Here's another one that'll be a run-and-gun track meet. 161 is the total. Iowa and Clemson, kind of a weird matchup, this one, to me. They're kind of similar. Low total, 132. I think Clemson getting the points. I think Clemson are better than Iowa. I think Clemson plus 3 are worth the look there. Central Florida and UCLA. We got to get it. You know, Donovan Dent got banged up. He's dented up, pardon the pun, pun intended. We got to get, you know, UCLA's health status, but they should, UCLA have enough to handle Central Florida. If they're healthy, I would lay the points with UCLA. UConn lay 21 to Furman. Hurley's a jerk. I could see him running the score up there. Virginia laying, you know, just the style. Virginia don't play as slow as they used to, but still. Laying 18.5. Wright State are good. Like, I know people sleep on the Horizon League and stuff, but Wright State can ball. This is a good basketball team. Stylistically, I don't think they'll be overly intimidated by Virginia either. I like the 18.5 points in there. That's too many points. I think Wright State can hang around. They'll lose by 12 or 8 or 10 or something. But the Wright State right now intrigues me, plus the points. Missouri and Miami, Florida. I like Miami in this one. Missouri kind of backdoored even getting in here, but I like Miami in that game. Queens. Shout out to our boys, Queens. Not from New York, Queens, but North Carolina, Queens. We bet on Queens games a lot. We bet on their totals a lot. They're a high-scoring team. They get the Purdue Boilermakers. 24.5 points, a lot of points, because like it's like a football underdog. Like, you know, when you're taking a big dog, can they score is the question, right? Yeah, they can score. And the Dominican Republic have scored. Speaking of can they score, the Dominican Republic are on the board. And now the Dominican Republic switch to become the favorites of this game. We talked about that first run being critical here. Updated number right now at Bet Online. They're dealing a nice number, actually. Minus, if depending on who you like. The USA are now plus 100. The Dominican Republic are minus 120. I like the Dominicans to begin with. I'm going to get in on a little piece here at betonline.ag. All right, so we promised, we told you guys we had some, we had some contests, entries to give away to you. And we do. And this is pretty cool. We're just figuring out this format ourselves right now, guys. But I see we got the Twitter chat rocking and stuff. Pleased with the views as well. And I guess it's fitting that our boy Mike Parsons and Big Iron and Kobe are in the house. What's up, guys? So we've got our first three winners. And our boy will hook up Stuff Miami as well. And Stuff Miami, actually, shout out to Stuff Miami. He was excited for the show. He was posting on Twitter the other day when I posted the links. So all you guys here so far, that was basically going to be it. It was going to be like, all right, first come, first serve. Right? For first come, first serve for the hardcores. And I'm glad, listen, you guys are hardcores, so I'm glad that the hardcores send me a DM after. Send me a DM, and you have to have an account at Bet Online to be eligible. Can't have a contest. You got to sign in. You know what I'm saying? So like, you have to have an account. Now it's not one of these bait and switch type deals, but if you're gonna win the 50K, I think you got to be active though. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, you got to bet $50 or $20 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just read the contest rules along, but like, there's nothing a pain in the ass about it. Like, I've done it before. Like, and I will tell you guys this, you got to have multiple books, number one, right? You got to have multiple books. BetOnline's been around forever, so they've got a reputation. They'll handle your action. What I like about BetOnline as well, and I've always liked, and I've talked about this, is they the exotics. You know, like how Kalshi and Polymarket and stuff are real big right now. Like, BetOnline's been doing this stuff forever. Like, you could bet, if you want to go to BetOnline, right, you could bet on, like, oh, how many tweets is Elon Musk going to make? Or how many times will Trump say this? Like, you can bet on stupid stuff if you want. But what I like, though, is, like, you can bet on, like, WrestleManias. And not only, like, WrestleManias, but, like, you can bet on all pay-per-view wrestling events, right? Just like the, you know, the sort of fringe type things, BetOnline, very, very good for. And as well as mixed martial arts, very, very good. Like, they've got, like, you know what I mean, like different props and futures and other books. Like, BetOnline's very creative. There's a reason why they've been around forever and they're as big as they are. So I think and their contests, that's where I was going with this, their contests. Like, point blank, like, they're NFL Survivor, man. Like, you're literally playing for millions of dollars for like a $20 entry, and nothing against like the circus or the Survivor one and stuff in Vegas. It's great, but it's $1,000 to enter, right? It's $1,000, even more, whatever. Now they raise it this year, whatever it is, like $1,500 now, whatever it was, the contests were $1,500, right? And yeah, so you're playing for $6 million for $1,500, or you could play for $2 million for $20. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the March Madness one is a $20 entry, and it's $50,000 to the winner, and then, you know, different prize structures. So, yeah, I've always been a big fan. And what I really like about the BetOnline contest was, too, they have a ton of free contests all the time if you're a client, you know what I mean? You have an active account, et cetera. But they're really good, like, for contests, like, all the time. Like, they got March Madness, you know, every UFC, they have a predicted, you know, knockout this and that, then 10K, 20K. They have a lot of free contests, which is cool stuff. And the different sports, like, the options are infinite. You know, they've got the live in-game betting, like I said, like, but the menu is very, very deep, right? But as I stated, to me, the contests are a great tool. Because I get it. You got a sports book. I know some of you already have the accounts and stuff like that. But look, I'm just looking on their contest page right now. Like, they had a $50,000 prop Super Bowl contest. $200,000 bracket March Madness contest. You know, it's the other night, UFC. $10,000 UFC prop. $10,000, you know, college pick 'em. $10,000. Like, you're not, like I said, books have contests. But these guys have cool contests. Like, with real money. So here it is. Here are the rules. $200,000 bracket madness contest. Bracket officially opens, blah, 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 blah. Once you submit your selections. All right. You can't change your picks until once the tournament starts. Only fully completed entries are available for purchase. House rules. All right. We reserve the right, blah, blah. $200,000. $20 entry fee. And this is cool too, guys. This is what's cool as well. So it's $20 to get into the contest, but if you buy four entries, it's $10. So, like, why do one for 20? It's like, I don't know. All right, I'll get four for 40. Right? So, like, they've got, like, it's a good deal. So it's like one entry is $20. Two and three entries, $15 each. Four to 10 entries is $10 each. And 11 to 20 entries, you're allowed 20 entries max. 11 to 20 entries, $5 each, right? When I did the NFL Survivor one with BetOnline, I had like my plan was to have like 27. I think it was 27 was the max. But I found that it was too much almost. I was doing like 10 Survivors like on one card on BetOnline, and like, I was getting confused. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, do I have this? And I was like, I had to have all the pages open. I had like a million pages. I had papers everywhere. Oh, like Cleveland, run it down. No, correct. Like, right. But for that price, like I said, guys, $5 each. You know what I mean? So you get 20 for $5 each. That's $100. And you got 20 entries. You got yourself a puncher's chance of winning some money. I just want to make sure I read the fine print, right? You got to claim your money within 30 days. After it wins, point system, accumulating. All right, first place, $50,000. Second place, $25,000. Third place, $10,000. Fourth place, $5,000. Then $4,000, $3,000, $25,000. And it pays out all the way to, it pays out the top 1,000. If you finish in the top, in between 700 and whatever, 1,000, you get $45 back. What's like a real prize back? Let's call $1,000. 10th place is 1,000. So basically you got to win like, we got to be in the top three or four here. 50, 25, 10. So yeah, the top 1,250 people will win. All right. I don't see any, didn't really see any other fine print there, but when you guys enter, read, you know, just make sure you read and say, you know, place a bet or whatnot, do whatever you got to do. So looking at the bracket, we went over these point spreads. Let's get back to the point spreads actually. So still 1-0, and USA have runners on second and third right now. And it's Aaron Judge again. Man, Judge has been up in so many big spots in the WBC, and Severino strikes him out. We're in the bottom, top of the third, runners on second and third, two out. Man, this game's intense. I got the sound down, obviously. So we appreciate you guys hanging with us while this big baseball game is going on. All right, I want to get back to the point spreads here for the for March Madness. And you know what? So also, all right, so we're going to hook Lamb up. So Big Iron Scruff is in. Stuff Miami is in. Mike Parsons in Boston is in. Derek Batty, all right, you're in as well. We got our boy Jazz in the house. So as I stated, guys, what you got to do is DM me your Bet Online account number. I don't need your password or anything like that. So I won't be able to log into your account. Don't worry. You know what I mean? Or like we could do it. It'd be easier to do through me than through the guy that, cause he told me, oh, just send me all the winners and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it'll be easier that way. You know what I mean? But he goes, I just need their account numbers. So I don't even need your names. So I won't even know your name on it. Like just basically they'll know by your, I'm just going to give them the list. These are the account numbers that won. And boom, you'll look in your account number like 24 hours later or whatever, and you'll see, all right, I got a free entry, you know, the contest entry. Yeah. So I don't, like I said, I won't have your password or anything like that. Right? So like, oh, you're getting what, Morenci? Is this some scam? You're going to get on my account number? It's like, no, I did the same thing because I actually, not won, like, I got contests before, and I sent my account number into the guy. It's just at the top of the top of the screen, on your Bet Online account. So big pressure here, high stakes here. Severino versus Schwarber. Aaron Judge getting called out for not coming up with big hits, and I don't think it's cool. Like I don't think you can rip a guy on a national team. It's the way I feel about it. You know what I mean? The guy's playing for free, bro. Like, you want to rip, if you're a Yankee, you want to rip someone, they're making $58 million a year and whatever. Yeah, fine. You know what I mean? You want to boot a guy, whatever. You want to get upset at someone, fine. The guy's playing for free for his country. I don't think it's right to say, oh, he's a loser because he struck out. And speaking of which, Severino strikes out Kyle Schwarber. Wow. Many emotion of this stuff. This is a crowd here. Awesome stuff. All right, there's our man Gino. All right, Gino, we're going to hook you up as well. So basically, as we stated, guys, you got to have an account at BetOnline. And then just DM me, say, hey, I won. This is my my account number. I'm just going to copy and paste them all, fire them off to the crew over at BetOnline, and you guys will be rocking. Yeah, we like Severino tonight. Listen, I think one way or another, you knew this guy was going to be jacked up. So it was like, he's going to strike people out. Like, I kind of thought, and I told you guys online earlier, I said, yeah, he's, you know, I like Severino strikeouts. He's going to strike people out. All these Dominicans, man, these guys are more jacked up than Randy Macho Man Savage at WrestleMania is. Like, right? Like, so he's throwing heat. Like, you know what I mean? The only thing is, if like anyone on the U.S. would connect with it, it would go over the wall, right? That's the thing. You know, you throw that type of heat and it's going to go over the wall. And, but he's been dealing, and the U.S. are getting guys on, but he can't cash in. All right. So let's get back to looking at the point spreads here. Just for the record, guys, we got an NBA game with Utah and Sacramento later. I like DeMar DeRozan over 21.5 points tonight. No one's really playing. There's a million injuries on both teams and stuff. So it should be a DeMar night that DeMar is able to heave up a million shots and do his thing. All right. So getting back on track here with the tournament, I want to look at the bracket too, because we're going over to point spreads, but let me just finish up with the point spreads. I like TCU to beat Ohio State. St. Mary's beats Texas A&M, but then gets bounced. Houston, Idaho, that's a lot of points to lay. Houston don't score that much. So, like, 23 is a lot, but Idaho blow. Arkansas, Hawaii, we like the over 160.5. Gonzaga lay 19.5 to Kennesaw State, 157.5. Akron are live dogs, but it feels like it's got a bad beat written all over it. Hofstra, Alabama. Bama are going to roll Hofstra. Oh, this is where we ended off here. Clemson. Yeah, I like Clemson +3 against Iowa. UCLA, what, it's 6 now against Central Florida, 152.5. UConn lay 21 to Furman. Oh, that's where we were. Hurley's a jerk. Like, UConn, they like to send messages early in a tournament, Hurley. Hurley will run the score up on a bad team early. So I wouldn't be surprised if UConn did win and cover the number there. Wright State, like we're talking about Wright State, I think they hang around with Virginia, actually. 18.5 is too many points. Miami beats Missouri, in my opinion. They're laying 1.5 right now. Queens and Purdue over 163. Should be a track meet. And this is all right. This is the one. But I thought I was going to be Mr. Cool here. I thought I was going to be Mr. Cool and come in with a hot take that give me Santa Clara to beat Kentucky. Whatever. They're only 3.5 point underdogs. So it's not like this is some hot take. Kentucky lay 3.5. Toss-up game, but I think Santa Clara could beat them. Iowa State lay 24.5 to Tennessee State. Yeah, that could be a route. St. John's, yeah. Northern Iowa play defense. They won't be able to keep up with St. John's. St. John's will cover. St. John's will cover. I'll tell you what, I feel bad. It's too bad for Cal Baptist. Cal Baptist are better coming out of the WAC. They're better than people realize, this team. They got a kid from Compton. They're like an L.A. street ball, this team. Like, they got some tough kids. They take it to the rack. Like, they're fired up. They got good team chemistry. There's a lot to like about Baptist. And, in fact, it's not just lip service. Like, I think they can hang with Kansas. I'm a big deal. Peterson's going to go off, guys. Peterson's going to score, like, whatever, 26 or something like that, 28. But I wouldn't be surprised if Cal Baptist, you know, put a little scare into Kansas in this game, getting 14. I like the over 136 there. That's too light. The Long Island Sharks make the tournament. Good news for the Sharks. They make the tournament. The bad news for the Sharks, they get the Arizona Wildcats. 30.5. That's a lot of points, man. Like, yeah, Long Island don't have a hope in hell in beating Arizona. But Arizona, like, these coaches, it's not like the old days. A lot of these coaches don't kill teams anymore. They don't run the score up like they used to. And number two, these worse inferior teams are better than they used to be 20, 30 years ago, right? Where it'd be like, oh, they're going to get killed. It's like, yeah, they're going to lose, but they're good enough to give you like 50. Like, It's like, all right, like if you're going to win, you got to win by 30 points. So what's that? Like 90-60. That's what they're projecting because it's 30 and 151. So, all right. You know what I mean? It's like you got to win 90 to 60 or so. Like what if Arizona wins 84 to 60? You know what I mean? And you didn't even cover by 6 points. That's a lot of points, but Long Island are in way over their heads. It's just like, do Arizona care about covering or not? And a lot of these teams don't. Because they're like, dude, we got to play in 2 days again, right? We don't want to risk injury. So get guys off the floor in the last seven, you know, whatever. We're up by 25. Like, they kind of mail it in at the end of these games. And then we got Villanova. And, that's a Villanova, Utah State thrown in there. I'm looking at the brackets here now. Let me open up the bracket page. And who's got the path and who's got a favorable way, you know, situation, favorable path to get there. So Duke gets Siena. Duke's going to handle Siena. Then they will get the winner of Ohio State and TCU, which I think personally is going to be TCU. But, you know, long story short, Duke are moving on. Right, Duke are moving on. St. John's beats Northern Iowa. Man, that's a crazy second game, isn't it? Like St. John's versus Kansas. Dear God, that's a good one. St. John's versus Kansas. Wow, that's tough. I'm thinking like a man. Like St. John's versus Kansas is going to totally come down to the wire. But all due respect to St. John's, I got to go with Kansas. So, in other words, it sets up a blue blood special. Like, the committee knows what they're doing with this stuff. Like, you know what I mean? You got to also sort of read between the lines and know, okay. So, you're telling me this sets up a Sweet 16 matchup of Duke versus Kansas? You think that's by accident that they saw that? Or even Duke St. John's would be fun. But so, up in that bracket, you got Duke and Kansas. I think Duke probably beats Kansas after, but let's not get too far ahead. Louisville, South Florida, total toss-up. I lean South Florida. Michigan State beats North Dakota State. I think Michigan State would beat South Florida or Louisville. So I got Michigan State moving on there. UConn's getting out of this little four-pack. UCLA, UCF, UConn, Furman. UConn beats Furman. UCLA will beat UCF. You got to check in with UCLA's health issues. But ultimately, though, Michigan's UConn gets through there. And I think we got a UConn, man, it's going to be a real blue blood tournament. It's going to be UConn versus Michigan State. That's where I think UConn beats Michigan State. Then you got Florida versus the Prairie View, Lehigh, blah, blah, Florida. Florida will play the winner of Clemson, Iowa. Doesn't matter who it is. Either way, Florida wins. I think it'll be Clemson, but whatever, doesn't matter. So Florida moves on there. Vanderbilt, McNeese. I think McNeese are going to give Vanderbilt all they can handle. I like the 11.5. This one down here is tailor-made for like a Cinderella here. Oh, DR are in business here. Oh, he's thrown out, though. Man, is it good, bad base running or good defense? There's been a lot of plays at the base where guys have gotten thrown out and stuff. Dude, there's two out. Like, that's just bad baseball. This is bad baseball. There's number one, this already happened in this tournament before, right? Where a team ran on Aaron Judge. I think it was Italy that did it. They did the same thing, but it was like, guys, like, you ran on Aaron Judge, you gave up the last out of the inning, and you could have been on second base when a hit will score anyways. What difference does it make if you're on second or third? And thirdly or fourthly, Aaron Judge has a fucking cannon for an arm. He's already thrown out a dude at third base. Like, he got, without Tatis, he got thrown out by a mile. Like, I saw him look up. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you don't have a hope in hell. Like, you weren't even close to being, like, safe. You know, the Dominican, they're hitting schemes a bit. Like, but don't, like... That was a blunder, man. That was a mistake. There's one thing to be aggressive. I don't know if you're going to be aggressive is one thing. I have a problem with aggression, but That's just stupid. That wasn't aggression. That was stupidity. That was stupidity. That wasn't aggression. So Florida moves on. Like Florida was going to be Clemson or Iowa. Florida have like quite an easy path, actually, to be honest. Like Florida is going to get on through there. They're going to be Clemson and Iowa. Then after that, they will face the little Troy State, McNeese, Vanderbilt crew. Dude, to me right now, I'll say McNeese State like shocks the world. There's always some team that goes on a little run, right? That's the one that's doable. Like if you think about it, remember this happened last year or 2 years? Remember it was a couple of years ago where it's like, wow, two of the basically like the St. Peter's is the world or whatever. Like they ended up playing each other to get to like the Sweet 16 to get to the Elite Eight or whatever. You have a similar situation. Like if Troy could pull it off and McNeese State pull it off, McNeese State and Troy play each other to go to the Sweet 16. Just like that, you know? I think Nebraska survive. I think McNeese State could knock Vandy off, but probably don't, but cover the number. And then you would have a Nebraska-Vanderbilt. I would say Vanderbilt would advance. And then you'd have an all-SEC Vanderbilt-Florida situation there. I would say that Danny was Florida. So Florida is getting through on the top end of this. North Carolina, VCU. VCU beats North Carolina, in my opinion. Illinois beats Penn. Then you're going to have Illinois, VCU. That's a good second round game. Illinois, VCU. Illinois will beat VCU. Won't be easy. So I got Illinois getting through there. St. Mary's, Texas A&M, Houston, Idaho. I think Houston have their flaws, but I think they're going to, whatever, they're going to beat Idaho, and I think Houston will beat St. Mary's or Texas A&M. I think it'll be St. Mary's. God, that'll be a low-scoring game. Houston and the total's going to be like 119 or something. St. Mary's and Houston. So I got Houston getting through there. They'll play Illinois. I got Illinois beating Houston. So basically, I got Illinois and Florida on a collision course. Illinois and Florida on a collision course there. Arizona beats LIU. Villanova, Utah State, toss-up. But I'll say Villanova. But either way, whatever. Good luck with that. You're losing Arizona anyways. Wisconsin beats High Point. Arkansas beats Hawaii. Wisconsin-Arkansas is going to be a freaking classic. That's going to be the must-watch game, that game. I like the over that game. I think Wisconsin will beat Arkansas. But either way, Arizona comes through on top there. BYU-Gonzaga will be a fun game. I think the Zags will beat them. Miami-Missouri, we got Miami getting through there, but they'll play Purdue. Purdue beats Miami, then Purdue against Gonzaga. Purdue beats Gonzaga, so I got Purdue rolling on. My Michigan Wolverines. Michigan don't have like a... They don't have the easiest path, but it's also one of those, it's like, yeah, it's not really like, I'm like, wow, that sucks. Got to play this team and that team. Like, but then you overall look at it, it's like, wow, if you can't beat these teams, then you're not, Michigan are going to be favored against everybody at least. So they have UMBC versus Howard versus Michigan. Michigan rolls. Then they play the winner of Georgia-St. Louis. I think it'll be Georgia. It won't be easy for Michigan, but I think Michigan will beat Georgia. Texas Tech-Akron, Alabama-Hofstra. I got Alabama coming through that. So then we would have a Michigan-Alabama matchup. Ooh, that'd be a fun game. But I think Michigan could survive Alabama. Tennessee. This is interesting. Tennessee get the winner of Miami-Ohio-SMU, which I think it'll be SMU. And then Tennessee will survive that. Then Virginia, Wright State cover, but Virginia get through. I think Virginia beats Tennessee after. I got Santa Clara, the 10 seed, beating Kentucky, the 7 seed. Oh, we've got a home run. Gunnar Henderson, as we talked about, Henderson had good numbers against Severino. Gunnar Henderson, solo shot, 1-1. I tell you what, man, the Dominican Republic, you left a run on the board, right? You left that run on the board. And boom, just like that. And I tell you what, Severino's pitch count's already up to 66 right now. Yeah, like they said that Skeens had 70 to 75 in him. It'll be curious to see what. And do they bring Alcantara in? Alcantara's schedule will start if they win the next game, but he basically said, I'm good to go if they need me tonight in relief and coming out of the bullpen. They're going to need somebody soon because, like I said, he's already up to 66 pitches right now. Now, for the record, Paul Skeens, what's Skeens at? I want to get Skeens' pitch count. Ooh. Dude, Will Smith just smoked one into the gap. Juan Soto, like I said, Soto can be shaky defensively, but I think it's more disinterest sometimes in a regular season game. That was a nice catch by Soto, but that Will Smith just smoked one. Like, forget pitch count or not. It's time. Like, if you're the Dominican Republic, you've got to start. This is it for Severino. If you want to let him try to get out of this inning, fine. With a 1-1 game, but he's getting hit hard here right now. And they see it. Smart move. I'm like, you know what? Gave up a home run. The ball just got smoke here. Great performance. You know what? Nothing wrong with leaving with a 1-1 game. You did your job. You're facing Paul Skeens. You left on even terms here. All right. So basically these shows are going to be like an hour. We've gone a little bit over an hour here, but we're having a good time here. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll tie things up, let you guys know the new schedule type of deal moving forward. And we'll reset the lines, get you caught up to date in game. And don't forget, we have Venezuela and Italy tomorrow. March Madness begins on Tuesday. Enter betonline.ag. We've got 10 contest entries to give away. So I think more than half of them are already filled. We've already told you, first come, first serve for the hardcores that are in the chat. Just fire me off a DM with your account number. And we'll hook you up. We'll let people know once we're at our max of 10. But we'll take a quick break here. We'll let you guys go get a drink, do what you got to do. We'll come back and wrap things up on the other side. Well, Roman Anthony goes deep. We got a 2-1 baseball game. United States up 2-1. Top of the fourth inning. The long ball coming into play here this evening. Wow. So, Dominican Republic. Have the Dominican Republic trailed? Like, they've never... They've been in some stressful situations trying to hang on to leads, right, against Venezuela and stuff, but they've never really been under stress or duress ever in this tournament yet. And the USA, who have been under a lot of stress and duress, you can loosen up a little bit now. You've had a couple of home runs. You know, you're not trailing. You don't have to be all tight and panicked about everything. So, man, this is going to be an epic game. All right, so what's the updated number right now with the total? You know, the total was 9.5 coming into this game. And, you know, the Dominican Republic have scored 7 runs or more in every game in this tournament. The U.S. bats are obviously capable of putting some runs up, but the Dominican pitching hasn't been lights out. It's been good, but it hasn't been lights out, so you figured they were going to give up. But put it this way, both their team totals are like 4.5. And a 9.5, and I was like, man, I kind of lean with the over, but I thought this could be, you know, this could be like a 5-4 game. It's going to play like a World Series game. Right now, Bet Online has 8.5. See, you know, even the odds makers are a little bit reluctant. Like, does this open up? I wouldn't be betting the under. I think as this game goes on, there's going to be a couple of more home runs. Right, the U.S. have already hit 2. The Dominican Republic, you know, their bats aren't done yet here. The thing is, how many runs wins this game? 5 runs? A lot of these WBC games, a big theme with the WBC games has been late runs. The pitchers, the hitters are ahead of the pitchers so far. Wow. There's 2 out here, but Soto on the hill here, he's a little rattled. Gives up the home run. They could have got out of the inning, ground ball back to the pitcher, and he booted the ball. It went off his glove. And now the U.S. have a runner on first base. Crow Armstrong gets on. And they got a runner on first base with 2 out, which could come back to haunt them. You got to make these plays. You can't give the U.S. extra at bats. Like, and it's like, speaking of the total, like I said, like they smash a 2-run shot here. Next thing you know, it's 4-1, and the total ain't 8.5 anymore. Like, as these games go on, the hitters, like, seem to come through more. We saw last night with Venezuela put up a bunch of runs late. Well, Pujols ain't playing around. He doesn't want this thing opening up. He's taking Soto out. Well, that was quick. So we got a pitching change here. Like I said, the total, 8.5. I'm going to go in on the over here. There's going to be more runs in this game. I had I had Team Japan to win it all. I had a future on Japan to win it all. And I have another sort of mini future. I have the Dominican Republic. They just got to win tonight, and I win the wager. It's the back end of a parlay here. So I've already been let down once. I had the Japan at the back end. I had Japan on parlays. But this U.S. team, they were given a second chance. Tomorrow you got Venezuela and Italy. People keep sleeping on Italy. But I kind of get the feeling that it's the end of the line for the Italians tomorrow. The Dominican Republic are that good. It's difficult to play against them in Miami as well. It might as well be in Caracas. Like, you're playing it's basically like a road game when you're playing against Venezuela. Like, either way, it'll be nothing against Italy, because the story of Italy winning will be huge and stuff, even though it's all American dudes, right? But from a rating, you know, just from a baseball game and a rating standpoint, obviously Fox is like praying that the U.S., you know, gets to the final and wins this game. And then if you had USA versus Venezuela in the final, that'd be massive, right? It'd be huge. Like, the Venezuelan fans in Miami would be lit. The atmosphere would be crazy. They're an elite team. The U.S. would be favored against them, but Venezuela versus the U.S. would be big. Dominican Republic versus Venezuela would be massive, but in only in the baseball world, it would crush Fox's hopes of getting the U.S. in here. But U.S. in a good spot right now, right? They're on to their third pitcher, the Dominican Republic, and U.S. have a 2-1 lead right now. So if you're just joining us, I like DeMar DeRozan tonight, guys, over 21.5 points. DeMar DeRozan over 21.5 points. So we're going to be back. We're going to do these shows 6 days a week. Tonight, we're not doing them Sundays normally, but because it was the bracket tonight being released and all that, we wanted to sort of, you know, get started. And we're going to be back tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock Eastern time. And then on Thursday and Friday, you know, I think we'll do it noon. I'll come on when the tournament starts. We'll do a little live in-game during the day type of stuff. But we'll still be on daily at 6 o'clock with Kevin Walsh and Game Time Decisions. But we'll have our own, you know, we'll have our own midday Sports Rage Today show going on. And after the tournament, once March Madness is done and stuff, we'll begin Sports Rage Late Night. We'll be back in the rotation as well, live stream and stuff like that. So we'll be on, you know, midday, dinner time, and nighttime as it should be, right? You know, Sports Rage, it can't be Sports Rage without, like, Sports Rage, you know, late night, or Sports Rage, you know, Sports Rage late night, Sports Rage after hours, Sports Rage this, Sports Rage that. But what's up, Puckett? So as we stated, all right, they get out of the inning, but the USA take a 2-1 lead. We're going into the bottom of the fourth right now. So we've already got some winners in here. Uncle Dropsy, you're a winner. Puckett, winner as well. As we stated, you got to register. You got to have an account already or sign up for Bet Online, and then DM me your account number. I don't need your password or anything like that, but your account number. You know what I mean? It says B. You know what I mean? What's it say on top? BK. Whatever. When you go to your page, it'll say your numbers and B. B2 and then a bunch of numbers. So I won't have your personal information, but we just need your account number. And then the contents entry will be, you'll see it in your account in 24 hours or whatever after it's done, but you'll have time to fill out, the bracket. Don't have to fill out the bracket too on for the Tuesday or Wednesday games, right? But you got to have it done by Thursday morning, when the games, tip off. All right, so we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys in the afternoon. We'll see you guys Monday afternoon. Shout out to Bet Online for sponsoring the March Madness podcast and Bracket Mania. Make sure to support our sponsors and take advantage of the free contest as well. We'll be in the contest with you, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Other than that, you're on your own. Later, guys.